Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Marlene Lorendo, a lay Dominican, living in Maine and working on her master's degree at the Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley, California. The scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew, and the preaching is entitled, Where Are All the Laborers?
A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He drives out demons by the prince of demons. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. The Gospel of the Lord. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. We don't have as many priests and sisters laboring in the field like the old days, back in the 60s. Nowadays in the States, it is commonplace to see retired priests celebrating Mass, and there are the fill-in priests in the summertime. Many Catholics grumble about this. I'm wondering if it has ever been any different, though. Back in the last century, priests from Ireland were called into service for the French communities of New England, for example. I remember my French-Canadian father-in-law talking about how the cultures, French and Irish, not only angered each other in the factory communities, but in the church as well. Today, we have priests come to our parishes from Africa. We have a tough time with that. How can they understand us, we ask? Our language, culture, and our needs. We barely understand them. We have a certain expectation of our laborers, don't we? The harvest is plentiful and the laborers few. But God picks unlikely people, often many who seem foreign to us in one way or another. They may appear old-fashioned, quirky, or negligent of certain customs. Many of the saints who are special to us may also seem, well, foreign. For example, this month we celebrate St. Elizabeth of Portugal, St. Maria Coretti of Italy, and St. Bridget of Sweden. Can we find commonality with them? If not, who can we turn to in our day? Our modern-day laborers, if you will. Are there some nearby? I would say yes. They often smile at me, give me a hug or a sign of peace at Mass. They deliver the Eucharist to us in hospitals and nursing homes. They teach our children. They encourage us with hope and joy. And that is often, if we just pay attention. Who are the laborers in our lives? But like the Pharisees, we just don't recognize them.